we've had a phone call from a lady called Polly, who lives in Ettington. Hiya, Polly.
Hiya, Vic.
How you doing, Chuck?
I'm fine. I'm intrigued.
Go on.
Well, I think Margaret and I are related.
This is an intriguing mystery. Go on.
Well, when I heard the first lady to be employed at Jefferson Gardens while I was driving, I thought, hang on, that was Dad's cousin Margaret was the first person. And I'm sure we are related.
Well, OK, what was his name?
My dad was Jim Lawrence, who used to be known as Big Jim.
So, Big Jim. Jim Lawrence. Now, does that ring a bell then with you, Margaret?
Yes.
Yes, so you do know Big Jim?
I know Jim, knew Jim very well.
Oh.
Yes.
So, hang on a minute. I'm not very good at this relationship unknotting. What does that make you both? Your dad was Margaret's cousin.
I think so.
I think so.
So does that probably. Make that makes you a second cousin, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not good at these relations.
I'm not
probably.
Good at these things.
No, I think
but
it
I
does.
Do know Jim. You know Anne Lawrence?
Pardon?
Anne.
Well, she was Dennis's wife.
Yes, that's right. Well, she lives just down the road from me.
Oh.
Yes.
That's nice, because I moved out to the country, but I often used to think of you, because I ended up working in a nursery and working with plants.
Did you?
Yeah. Still doing it now.
Wow.
And I often think of when you used to bring the holly wreaths every Christmas.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
One year you got in trouble with your dad because my dad got you tiddly.
True. And I went to the wrong house, didn't I, for my Christmas dinner? And got into trouble with my father.
Is that why you were won over the eight and went to the wrong house?
Well, I rode down the Warwick Road on my bike. I don't know how I got home, but I went to the wrong house for my Christmas dinner and got into trouble with my father. Oh, I was tiddly, because I first went to one and then another and then another and got... And then, a drop a drink here and a drop there. I don't know how I ride my bike home, but I remember it.
That's absolutely brilliant. It's difficult, isn't it, Polly, when you've got extended family to stay in touch with them. But it'd be brilliant, actually, to get the two of you together, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be lovely because, Dad died in 1988. And, left Kenilworth in 1978. I'm relatively local, but of course I've lost, you lose touch.
Mm-hmm.
You lose touch, and of course I'm the last one left.
Yeah,
both brothers have gone now.
Oh, wow, Polly. Well, listen, we'll put you in touch because it would be so nice, actually, rekindle those family memories. How extraordinary, Polly, that you remembered that, though. It was that one little fact that clicked in your head.
Well, I always remembered it because, I think of Margaret when I'm making holly wreaths and, she was just... Margaret was just Margaret. She was part of my childhood. And I'm also a avid charity fundraiser, so it must run in the blood.
It must do. You two have got the same DNA. It's there for everyone to see. An extraordinary thing. Listen, Polly, thank you so much for giving us a call. We have a feeling of Cilla Black here. It's a bit of a surprise moment. I wish I'd worn a posher frock.